9:19 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Oh, we've actually got our buddy Grant Boone, voice of Abilene Christian. Mark Howard along with Jason Martin. Grant, good morning.
I'm the second most favorite zone personality calling a game here in Jacksonville today. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, you do have to take a back seat to Kevin Ingram. I love you, but Kevin Ingram is my broadcast partner.
He's the man.
This is, yes.
I saw him yesterday,
and
both of us were just kind of pinching ourselves, not each other, but ourselves. And it was, you know, for Belmont to win for the first time is enormous. And then for Abilene Christian to even be here, you know, and I know people are saying, who are these people? Who's Abilene Christian? I think a few people in Nashville know because, you know, we're a Church of Christ institution like Lipscomb, and Lipscomb made it last year. And there are a lot of ACU alums who live in Middle Tennessee.
Well, I was first going to say, I'm surprised you and Kevin didn't go over to TPC Sawgrass and hit some wedges, close. But that's a whole separate issue. All right. Tell us about the season that Abilene Christian had, which led them, you know, to this first round game against Kentucky.
Well, Mark, you know, I just graduated when I came to work for you as an intern, and you did your best to dissuade me from getting into this business, but I would have none of it. And we were small college back in the '50s, NCAA, and then we went NAIA in 1973, and then came back to the NCAA in the early '80s. But we were Division II. So it was 6 years ago we went Division I, but I'm amazed how few people know this, and I didn't know it until it happened to us. But Belmont went through it, and Lipscomb went through it. When you transition to Division I, you have to wait 4 years before you're even eligible to go to your conference tournament. Forget about the NCAA. So a lot of people, you'll read today, Abilene Christian in their sixth year of Division I, but know that this is just the second year we could even go to our conference tournament. So last year we finished tied for eighth in our conference, and we lost a tiebreaker. We didn't even go to our conference tournament because we only the top 8 out of 13 make it. This year we were the 2 seed, and we won both games in our conference tournament, and here we are. We were a team, and Mark, and I'm not exaggerating. We were one of the worst Division II basketball teams in America. One of the 10 worst, let's say. But looking at all the various metrics. And what Joe Golding did, who's now a media darling because of his sartorial, you know, snafu.
Yeah, explain that.
Joe Golding, our head coach, took a job that no one wanted, and he's done what I think very few could have done with such a low budget. But when you have a low budget, you have no wardrobe budget. So Joe began the season with 2 suits, and he would fill from in and out. Well, you work them in and out. And 1 month ago, we'd go down to Thibodaux, Louisiana to play Nichols. And I know that did not make SportsCenter that night like he did last night with Scott Van Pelt. But he leaves his, after preaching to his team, we got to do the little things. It's about the little things. He leaves his suit, one of his 2 suits, on the airplane, never to be found again. Well, he has to buy a suit off the rack, I'm sure like Calipari does, in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And wears it that day, that night, and when I go in to do the pregame radio interview, record that, he's like, you know, he's just moving around where, so what's the matter? He said, I've got this suit, I lost my suit, and I'm all mad, and it doesn't fit right, and so, typical Joe Golding, just the real McCoy. So he never finds his other suit, and it the season's blowing and going. He doesn't have time, doesn't want to take the time to go get another suit, so he just wears the same suit over and over every game. Well, Saturday night, we beat New Orleans in the Southland Conference Tournament Championship game. And in the celebration, he picks up his associate head coach, Brett Tanner, and in the celebration, rips the seat of his pants in his only remaining suit. And so he comes back to Abilene, but you leave the next day to come down here to Jacksonville, doesn't have time to get it fixed. There was no one in Abilene who could do it immediately, you know. He doesn't have a traveling tailor like Calipari. And so he gets here and he's like, you know what? I'm dancing with who brung me. I'm wearing the only suit I got, and I don't care if it's got a hole in it. That's the one I'm wearing. And the only one, it is the only one he's got. So last night, in the middle of the night, he's on Scott Van Pelt. You know, he's got John Calipari. Literally, kid you not, Calipari had his tailor call Joe and say, whatever. True story. which is incredibly cool. Let me tell you something. Nobody, as you all know, nobody works the media like Calipari. He is amazing. So he ate it up, and he had it. Seriously, he wasn't just kidding. He had his tailor call and said, "What do you want?" And Joe said, "I'm going with this, man."
So, Grant,
now what'll be great is if we beat Kentucky tonight and
sure.
he calls the tailor back. Hey, listen, I'm ready for my new suit now. So when can we get together?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we're looking at brackets and we're talking about who's going to win. And of course, everybody sure. on TV is talking about the ones and the twos. And
yeah.
what's more interesting to me, I think, more on a human level is what it means to the little guy to get an opportunity. And you being so close to Abilene Christian, what does it mean for a young man, for a coach, for a program like Abilene Christian, just to get the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament?
And Grant, that includes getting the press conference to tell your story.
Yes.
Because that's a big deal.
Mark, it is incalculable, the amount of hits, the amount of attention that we got. And we would have gotten it anyway, but for Joe to make that, you know, he says, "I'm going to coach tomorrow with a hole in my butt." Well, that immediately starts trending on Twitter. And it's typical Joe, you know, when you think about it, it makes no sense the way he said it. He meant to say hole in my pants, but he's the Yogi Berra. I mean, our terrific video coordinator put this little reel together of all of Joe's malapropisms over the course of the year. And it's just classic. You literally cannot quantify. Well, there's some ways you can do it. Like, how many hits did your website get that you never would have gotten? There's some things like that. But in terms of what it means, when I tell you we were one of the 10 worst Division II, it's not an exaggeration. So obviously we're one of the worst Division I immediately for those first few years that we're transitioning. But the seniors on this team, and you'll see them tonight against Kentucky, Jalen Franklin, number 0, Jaron Lewis, number 1, and 15, Hayden Farquhar. So those three guys transformed our program. They came to Abilene Christian knowing that for their first 2 years, they couldn't even go to the conference tournament, right?
Is that the Hayden Farquhar? Oh, sorry.
No. Thank you. Hayden Farquhar. So get this. Here are three seniors. Hayden Farquhar. So you got Jalen Franklin. He played AAU ball and high school ball with Malik Monk, who went to Kentucky, of course, in the NBA. He played with Kayvon Allen, starting point guard for Florida. And then Jaron Lewis played high school ball with Joel Berry in Florida, who went to North Carolina, won a national championship. And then you have Hayden Farquhar, who's from a town called Throckmorton, Texas. Population, 828. Not 1,000, 828. I'm done when I say 828. Less than 1,000 people. They have a convenience store, which is their only restaurant. And he's going to be playing tonight against the bluest of the blue bloods in college basketball. So to your earlier question, playing Kentucky, why not? You know, you could get any number of 1 or 2 seed opponents. Why not play? If you're Abilene Christian, you've never been. Why not play the biggest, the baddest team of all time? So they've got the most wins, right, in college. I think it's 22-90 career Division I victories. We might have the fewest because we've just gone Division I. So it may be number one against dead last in terms of Division I wins. It's insane.
Grant, as always, a pleasure. You got the Masters coming up, so I know you're excited about that. But
I might be a little more excited. The volume level could be a smidge higher than it will be on Amen Corner in a couple of weeks.
Not good. All right, bud. Thanks as always. Buddy. You know I love you. Take care.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye. Grant Boone. He's the best. I'm telling you. Very loyal to the show. Very loyal to me.
He should get a haircut today.
Yeah. Really. Take Kevin's lead. But he's on his way, you know, afterwards to do the Masters.
Yeah, that's not a bad
for DirecTV.
Yeah, that is not a bad turnaround.
Yeah, Grant is the voice of the LPGA pretty much on the Golf Channel, and does a lot. Very accomplished guy, great guy, will never change, and that's what I love about him. All right, on the other side, the aforementioned mention from Brent Hubbs about this Tennessee basketball team as they go up against Colgate tomorrow in the tournament. 8:28 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.